NWM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The identity of an 88-year-old woman killed in a fire in Alakanuk has been released. State troopers say Angela Smith died from injuries suffered in the fire September 12. Smith was transported to Bethel after the fire and pronounced dead that night. The cause is under investigation. Smith is the 18th fire fatality in Alaska this year, two more than the previous 2 years combined. All but two of the fatal fires this year were home fires. Alakanuk is a community of 683 in southwest Alaska. The National Weather Service's Anchorage could be in line for more high wind. Meteorologist Sean Bain says that strong winds today could touch much of the city, with the highest predicted for the Upper Hillside neighborhood early in the morning. Forecasters say there could be gusts from 85 to 110 miles per hour in the foothills and gusts to 45 miles per hour in other parts of the city. Bain says the storm Wednesday is expected to bring variable conditions with rain, similar to the weekend storm, but will probably be of short duration. The permanent fund dividend this year is $878. Revenue Commissioner Brian Butcher announced the amount yesterday morning at a news conference at the Dividend Information Office in Anchorage. After talking for a few minutes, he finally opened a sealed envelope.
The amount of the 2012 dividend this year is $878.
Butcher noted that the amount was low compared to recent years, but not even close to the historical low in 1984, when the PFD amount was $331. The dividend amount each year is based on a five-year average of the fund's investment returns, and Butcher says 2009 is weighing on those calculations.
As long as the fiscal year 09 year that lost in the billions of dollars from as we all remember, the late 2008 drop in the stock market. As long as that year is part of the five-year calculation, it's going to be a little lower. So next year's dividend will be the last year that that down year will be factored in.
The highest PFD amount was distributed in 2008 when Alaskans received $2,069 for the PFD and a $1,200 Alaska resource rebate. The oldest applicant this year was 107 years old, and the youngest was born to eligible parents just before the new year. Butcher says the dividend checks have a big effect on the economy, and he likes to think about how the money helps average Alaskans.
The opportunity folks have to either go out and do things that they'd like to do with the money, plan a vacation, a big purchase, Christmas gifts, or catch up on their mortgage payments, catch up on their bills. Every Alaskan has a different situation that they find themselves in, and this money is a tremendously fortunate opportunity to take care of the needs of their families.
The money will be direct deposited in bank accounts on October 4th. Checks will be mailed out that same day from Juneau. The PFD's Pick Click Give program had its most successful year ever. Alaskans are giving away more than $2 million of their dividends to hundreds of nonprofits around the state. And the state will be receiving a $1.44 million grant to enhance youth suicide prevention programs. The three-year federal grant was received by Alaska's Division of Behavioral Health for the second time. It'll be used to create and support suicide prevention resources, such as advertising Alaska's suicide prevention care line. The grant money will also be used to educate communities and provide training to refer those at risk. According to the press release, this grant comes in addition to a recent $450,000 legislative award to establish school-based suicide prevention training. The Department of Health and Human Services states Alaskan youth have higher suicide rates than the rest of the nation. If you know someone who is at risk of suicide, call the care line at 1-877-266-HELP. And Aera Alaska says it has completed all necessary upgrades and the Aera Aviation fleet is resuming scheduled operations in Alaska after the commuter airline grounded 12 planes last weekend. In a statement Tuesday evening, President and CEO Bob Hadukovich said staffers worked hard to complete the upgrades quickly and thoroughly. The airline resumed some limited service on Monday. The planes were grounded after Federal Aviation Administration officers determined cockpit voice recorders were out of date and needed to be upgraded. The federal investigation stems from an incident this month when an airplane traveling from Anchorage to Homer dropped 5,000 feet before pilots regained control. The Nome Joint Utility is looking into smart meters. A smart meter would allow utility customers to get immediate information on how much energy they are consuming. The meter also allows the utility to get real-time reporting from any meter. At last night's Nome Joint Utility Board meeting, utility manager John Handeland said a standard electrical meter is $100. A smart meter can cost anywhere from $300 to $600. Handeland said using smart meters, the utility could incentivize the use of power during times of low demand and deter customers from using power during times of high demand. More research is being done regarding the funding to purchase smart meters. Manager Handelin said the utility got the 2.6 million gallons of fuel in three separate deliveries during this shipping season. With the tanks just about drained, he said the average cost is at $3.21 a gallon, well below the $4 a gallon that was projected. And Handelin again wanted to have customers call the utility office if they are experiencing any unusual electrical issues. While they have received phone calls regarding old light bulbs that flicker that simply need replacing, it's best to be on the safe side. He said some neutrals have gone bad, and if you're experiencing electrical issues with your appliances, call the utility company. A look at the price of gold this morning, down $1.30 an ounce to $1,770.80. An ounce of silver's down 19 cents to $34.69, and a pound of zinc at 94 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome 10 minutes ahead of schedule at 8:54 and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:49. It's unofficially 43 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.